Looking back at the 2012 season now with linebacker Jason Trusnik. He joins us in studio. Jason, a core special teams guy last couple of years for the Dolphins, but then we got to see a fill-in for Koemisi towards the end of the year. A couple games did a really nice job in relief. How'd you feel the season went for you as you sort of got that expanded role at that point?
It was good. I mean, just everyone wants to be a defensive starter, so I think just to come in there and, you know, be a good backup and know my role and step in there knowing the defense can count on me no matter what the situation is, and I count on myself to do that.
Yeah, tough season, 7-9, but we're going to let that go. What are you thinking about the offseason? What do you have to do in the offseason personally, and you think as a team, for us to be ready to go again next year?
I think as a team, this is year two under Philbin. I think he's got this thing going in the right direction, so I think everyone just needs to buy in, and as individuals, do the little things that are going to make this team better. You know, on defense, we're a 4-3 now. Everyone's got a second year in this system. Offensively, you know, just keep doing whatever Sherman's got going. So I think everyone just needs to take it up a notch, step it up, whether it's a little technique, whether it's just coming together as an offense or coming together as a defense. And if we do that, I think this is going in the right direction. I think we can be a good team and be in the playoffs next year. A
lot of youth on this team, you know, and Coach Philbin, even in his exit meeting with the press conference with all the press local guys, was talking about, you know what, the systems are in place. On the defensive side, you guys ran around well, but the turnovers were the biggest thing. And I know how hard you guys work right at that at practice, you know, forcing turnovers. Is that one of the things that just – happened by luck? I mean, you guys were around the football. You forced a lot of fumbles. You just didn't get lucky in picking them up and recovering them and taking them in for scores.
Right. I think, you know, that's tough. When that ball's on the ground, I mean, in Buffalo, I think we had it on the ground 3 or 4 times.
Right.
It's just a matter. I think it's a belief in it. And guys just believe in not just saying, oh, we should have got closer. I'm not saying that's what we did, but it's just a belief that, you know what, we're coming out here this game, we're going to have 3 turnovers. We're going to get the ball on the ground. We're going to get 2 fumble recovers. The DBs just and the linebackers just knowing, you know what, I'm going to get that interception. I'm going to cover this guy. I'm going to take it down. I'm going to, you know, take it to the house. So I think it's just little things like that. Just when you get in the game, just believing you're going to get turnovers. And that's the same thing with anything. You know, believing that we're going to win the game no matter we're down by 14 in the fourth quarter. Things like that, I think, are the teams that are great, that know it's going to happen, believe it's going to happen, and just have no doubt.
Good stuff with Jason Trusnik, the linebacker, joining us here to look back at the season. 2 games you started, the home games against Jacksonville and Buffalo late in the year at Sun Life Stadium. I think in the 2 games, the Dolphins defense allowed a total of 1 touchdown. What went right for you guys there as far as stuff you can look back at and say, we need to do more of this next season?
I think when you boil down, it just, when everyone is on the same page, we saw what we can do this year. We shut down some good offenses. We played good ball, but, you know, it's the fits. It's the everyone, all 11 guys flying to the ball, which I think this is, I saw that in every guy this year, 11 guys to the ball on defense, which was impressive. But the biggest thing, like I said, with the whole first time for somebody like Carlos Dansby in middle linebacker, first time in a 4-3, it's those little fits that, you know, if you don't fit the right way, these backs are good enough to find that crease and they'll take it to house. So I think it's just the fits and everyone getting to the ball and just knowing what their job is on the defense, and that's how we're going to be great.
You guys had a lot of guys in and out. You know, Cole came in. You replaced Cole when he got hurt. You look at your corners. They got banged up a little bit. You lost Vontae Davis early in the season. How did the defense, Richard Marshall?
Yep.
How did you guys find a way to make it happen all year? I thought the defense played really well all season with a lot of guys in and out of the lineup.
I think, you know, our defense counts on everybody, whether you're a starter or you're backup. Like I said, each week I'm going into it. I'm going to do all my studying. I'm going to prepare. I'm going to watch film, whether I'm starting or whether I'm a backup. And that's the way I prepare. And I think that's a lot of the way that a lot of guys prepare on the defense, that, you know, whether I'm starting this week or whether I got to fill in, you know, some of these corners that are from McCann, Stanford, these guys are coming in, they're studying, they know what's going on. So when you got guys that care and they want to win, they're going to step in and do the job. So I think, you know, that it happens in the league. Guys get hurt, guys go down, and you got to be ready to step up, and you got to be ready to be that starter, and where the defense has no slack because you're in.
Jason Trusnik is here. You've been here a couple of seasons now. What was the big difference, you think, this year with the new coaching staff and that sort of overall culture change that takes place?
I think it was the little things that really mattered with Philbin. It was the technique and being smart, just being a physical team too. But I think it's just knowing, everyone knowing what to expect, what Philbin wanted to expected out of you, what Coach Coyle expected out of you. So I think it was a lot of little things that I think some coaches look over, pass over. You know, this guy's a little late, or this guy, you know, he's not in the right spot, but he'll get it. But it was a demand thing. They demanded the best, demanded your best, and just everyone believed in it. And I think that's how things went really well.
All right. Foundation is set. And next year, hopefully, better than 7-9. Obviously, Jason Trusnik, really nice job late in the season. A linebacker, great job all season long on special teams. Really appreciate you coming in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.